This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Gary-based Indiana Sugars Incorporated is planning a multi-phase development that will include a new headquarters, manufacturing, and warehouse facilities at the site of the former Majestic Star Hotel and Casino. The 101-year-old sugar manufacturer and distributor this week announced it had acquired a total of 77 acres near Bluffington Harbor for the project, though financial terms were not immediately disclosed. President and Chief Operating Officer John Yanover said in a news release that increasing demand for new products and capacities is driving the company's expansion. The entire project, the company said, is expected to take 10 years to complete, with construction on the first phase slated for the second quarter of 2024. MKS Global Incorporated, an information technology and engineering services solutions provider, is moving its headquarters to Jeffersonville and plans to expand its operations, the company announced Monday. The company will invest $2.8 million in the project and will lease a building on Centennial Boulevard. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation is providing up to $800,000 in performance-based tax credits. Up to 40 jobs will be created with an average wage of $45 per hour. The IEDC on Tuesday announced the launch of the Legend Fund, a loan participation program designed to help entrepreneurs and small businesses gain access to funds to fuel their growth. The $29 million fund will distribute capital to local lenders to boost lending to small businesses with a focus on historically underserved owners. The IEDC said the Legend Fund will give non-traditional lenders an incentive to provide operating capital to Indiana-based businesses. Eligible lenders could have a portion of the loans they issue purchased by the IEDC, freeing up capital to support more entrepreneurs and small businesses. The $29 million in funding is expected to yield a minimum $50 million impact on the state's entrepreneurial ecosystem, the agency said. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Evansville-based A-Zip Pizza, a restaurant chain specializing in customized pizzas, celebrated its 10th birthday last month. The first location opened on Evansville's west side on February 5th, 2014. Today, A-Zip has 11 restaurants in Indiana and Kentucky, the most recent location opening on December 18th, 2023 on the northwest side of Indianapolis. Brad Niemeyer, A-Zip's founder and CEO, said part of A-Zip's growth and success over the past 10 years has to do with a focused effort on creating a good working environment.
We do put a lot of effort into making it a great environment for our teams. It's just fundamentally core to how we want to run our business, but it also really helps benefit customers and helps enable that success.
Niemeyer entered his idea into Purdue's Burton D. Morgan Business Model Competition and won $20,000 in 2012 to launch the business. He brought his plan back to Evansville, recruited the help of family and friends, and started selling pizzas 2 years later. College basketball superstar Caitlin Clark, who was widely expected to be taken by the Indiana Fever with the first pick in the WNBA draft, has signed a multi-year partnership with Zionsville-based annuity products company Gainbridge, the company announced Tuesday. Gainbridge, which holds the naming rights for Gainbridge Fieldhouse, home to the Fever and the Indiana Pacers, said Clark will serve as a brand ambassador for the company. The company also announced a new product called Parity Flex, an annuity product created by women for women. As a bill protecting farmland from foreign adversaries heads to the finish line, economic development concerns are cropping up at the last minute. Senate sponsors on Monday pushed back against exemptions for a specific agricultural project in northern Indiana, noting that 11 Chinese companies are currently seeking projects within Indiana. House Bill 1183 was amended slightly to incorporate concerns about dual citizens and restrictions around military installations. A University of Notre Dame assistant professor has received funding from a St. Joseph County Health Department initiative to pilot a novel one-stop shop of health resources available to new mothers. Yanupini Joyce Adams, an assistant professor at both the Eck Institute for Global Health and the Q School of Global Affairs, received $65,000 from Health First St. Joseph County to create the pop-up pregnancy and family village, the university said in a news release. The program will begin in August and September at locations in South Bend and Mishawaka. There will be no cost for participants to attend and receive care. TPMA founder Tom Miller is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.